Happy Sabbath, everyone. How are things going? All right? Relaxing? Raining's cold? Well, I hope it's either cold or hot, you know. I don't want this cold and hot. It's killing my fruit tree. You know that? I mean, do you growing? You didn't hurt? You know, the bud's coming out when it's cold. You know, you're freezing the bud. So that is bad, you know. But anyway, I'm glad to see everyone here, if you're here today. I see Guing. How are you doing? You want to join with us this side? Well, that's fine. Okay. All right. This morning, I want to share with you a message. And the title is Crown Him or Crucify Him. Crown Him or Crucify Him. Let's pray. Dear Lord, our God, the time of remembrance of your life and death, through communion service, help us to look into the story of your life, especially in your few last day of your life, that we can understand, take to heart, that my life, our life can be changed and close to you better in every day. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Right. Well, you know the story well about in the night of Jesus Christ went to Gethsemane. And Jesus cried out, God, please take this cup away from me. Not my will, but your will. It doesn't take very long. The mob came and tried to took him away from his disciple. The disciple afraid and ran away. And there, very late at night, they in the courthouse, if you will, and the Pharisee had been trying to find way to kill him. But the rule of the land, you cannot kill an innocent man unless you're going through a trial with Roman trial. And so they did everything possible that night. No one knew about it. They make sure no one know about this. They could come out in defense for him. And so throughout the night, they plot to kill him. They plot a different way to turn him into the governor of Judea. While they finish their job, and now they need to persuade the governor. So early morning, they drag Jesus of Nazareth to the court of Pilate. Who is Pilate, by the way? Well, Pilate, let me tell you a little story about him. He was born from a very poor family, sometimes slave, if you will. He joined the ring of the army, and wherever the Roman soldier marched, he wanted to go out there and be part of that to fight. One time he went to Sicily, he fighting there, he make it wave, and he able to win the war. As he climbed up the ring in the soldier's level, he able to win the heart of Caesar. Boy, he's strong. He mean. He not give up. He fight. Well, he did so well that Caesar bring him back to the palace. One day he was invited into the palace. He noticed young, beautiful woman. Later on, he get married, and he enjoyed his life in Rome. Well, it doesn't take too long. He's a man of warrior. He a man go out and fight. He don't like to sit at home. And so he decided to ask Caesar, you know, what is the hardest place out there? I want to challenge, to be challenged. Well, and Caesar said, you know, there's a piece of land that we oversee in Palestine. And if you want to, I will send you over there. And so he did request to be part of governor in the land of Judea. He went there. He have no heart of love to the Jews. He hate the Jews so much. And to the bottom of his gut, any Jew he see, he find any way to kill them. And make the Jews hard as possible. Oh yeah, the Jews really hate him. What a governor of Pilate. So one time, he decided to find some errors in them. And so he really hate them so bad that when they build the aqueduct, that they make the Jews have to take money out of the God's storehouse to pay for it. And the Jews don't want to do that. They decided to bring the soldier to the Jews' storehouse and took the money. And the massive group of people stand in front do not let, that they don't let the Roman soldier come and take the storehouse. They find out there's 16 people. They try to stop all this. Later, Pilate find out about it. He sent out the soldier to see those 16 people. I believe written in the book of Mark, chapter 13. They slaughter those men who worship in the temple. The blood run down mingled with the sin offering. I just want to let you know how bad is Pilate. He's mean, especially to the Jews. And here it is. He lied in bed, have a good sound of sleep. And hear the knock on the doors, early morning. And they know that the Pharisee come and knock on the door and try to ask Pilate to judge this man, the name of Jesus of Nazareth. And here it is. Hear the story. The story found in Luke chapter 23. Turn with me in the book of Luke chapter 23. Now, Pilate is quite upset. He don't want to be disturbed in that early morning. I mean, at least give the men get a breakfast after he started to do some work. But he's really upset with the Jews. You know, if anything, he can really condemn these Jews try to wake up early morning like this. But you know, the Pharisee couldn't wait any longer. Before the sunrise, he don't want anyone come out and support this man named Jesus of Nazareth. And here it is, he called Pilate up and asked Pilate to take care of this case. Of course, you know, if they want to kill Jesus, they have no authority until the governor can give a decree. So here it is, Luke chapter 23, verse 4. And it happened as they greatly perplexed about this, and behold, Luke chapter 23, verse 4. And Pilate said to the chief priest and the crowd, I find no fault in this man. Can you imagine they dragged Jesus early morning to stand in front of Pilate's court and say, this man is guilty of this sin and deserved to death sentence. Pilate check around. I don't see any wrong with this man. Yes, I know he claimed himself king of the Jews, but that's nothing to do with me. I don't see any problem with him. Well, the people is not very happy with that. Verse 5, and they said, and they were more fierce, saying, he the one, stir up the people. Cause all these problems, teaching throughout the Judea, beginning from Galilee to this place. This very man, he walked around this place and that place and preaching the gospel. You know, he probably know by then that the Jew pretty jealous of this very man. He not graduated from rabbi school, but his power in preaching draws so many people come to God. And so this man go out of the country teaching and preaching all that. And he started from Galilee. Now, I want you to notice five things here. Five fatal downward steps of pilots. Five fatal errors that some of us might commit this time. Five things that he thought he able to make great decision, but most fatal error that bring into destruction. And so listen to me here as this story unfold. And here it is, Pilate. He saw this man. He saw this Jesus. And the people bring him to condemn him. And he defined no mistake, no error, no sin if this man ever commit. He wanted to let Jesus go. He said, I don't find this man. Stop the court. You guys are wrong. You got envy of him. Stop it. That's it. Go home. But Pilate did not make the decision. Because, you know, when the Caesar sent him to oversee Judea, he makes sure this land is peaceful. But if the people fighting and fussing and all the problem go to the ears of Caesar, he have a problem. So he want to solve this problem as cool as possible. He want to release Jesus, but the Pharisees say no. So the first fatal problem is he dodged this decision. He want to take away from him. He don't want this case, it's on his court. And here when someone say, he from Galilee, that's sparking his interest. You know what? I'm only ruling Jerusalem. I'm not the one. You know, Herod the one. Matter of fact, Herod just came to Jerusalem for a few days of vacation. Matter of fact, I would send Jesus to his court. So that's a brilliant decision. He said, you know what? It's out of my hand. My friends, sometimes when God tells us something, we try to dodge it. Tell us to do something because we know what is right and what is wrong, but we try to let it go by. We try to ignore it. We let someone take care of the case. And here it is. Pilate decided that this is out of his hand. Verse 6. And Pilate heard Galilee, and he asked if the man were Galilean. And as soon as he knew that he belonged to Herod's jurisdiction, he sent him to Herod, who also in Jerusalem at that time. So here it is. What Herod, when Herod saw Jesus in that early morning, he very glad. You know why? Because he heard that man did miracle. Matter of fact, a dead person he can bring alive. And so he wanted to see a magician show, you know, magic. So come on, do something for me. And here Jesus stands still, did not do anything. After so many trials of Herod, and Jesus did not do anything, he said, you know what, forget about you. I don't want to take care of you. You go back to Pilate. And so here it is. The group of people take him back to Pilate. At that time, Pilate go back to sleep and he enjoy his sleep. And suddenly another door is knocking his door. Say, what happened? I thought I'd get rid of him. It's come back again. Matter of fact, when the Holy Spirit come to you and ask you to make a decision, if you don't make it, he will continue to come back to you again. Do not dodge the decision. Do not ignore the problem. This is you have to solve. Because the question is, what do you do with this man named Jesus of Nazareth? What will you do with him? You cannot say, I don't want to do anything. Do you crown him? Do you say, he is Jesus Christ, the Son of God? Or you can crucify him because he's a sinner. There's only one way. Either crown him or crucify him. And here Pilate, very upset here. Here Jesus in his courtyard again. That's the first lesson. What is the second lesson? What second fatal error that Pilate did? Look with me in book of Luke chapter 23, starting verse 13. And here it is, verse 13. Then Pilate, When he had called together the chief priests and the rulers and the people, they called people together and rationalized this. What's going on? And said to them, you have brought this man to me, and one who misled the people, and indeed have examined him in your presence. Yes, I did that. I have found no fault in this man concerning those things which you accused him. I have tried to accuse. You know, think about it. Pilate really hates the Jews. Even small fault, he tried to banish them, you know. But he tried everything. Something about Jesus that he did not find any fault, even a small one. Not in that, but he said this, nor either, neither Herod. I sent to Herod, and Herod sent them back to me. He find no fault in him. Indeed, nothing worthy of death had been done by him. He didn't do anything worth of dying, worth of persecuting. I will therefore chastise him and release him. What? Did you see that verse right there? I found no fault in him, no mistake, no sin that he committed. But I will therefore chastise him. I will punish him. Then I release him. Now, if there's no fault, why would you do that? If the man did not commit any sin, why will you punish him? I'll tell you why. The second fatal error is what? He go along to you just a little bit. If I able to punish Jesus so bad, if I whip Jesus so bad, the people probably say, you know, that is enough. And so it is. He told the soldier, go out, pull them out into court, and let whip Jesus. As the soldier pulled out this long whip, the end of the whip, you know, all these metal sheet and all these glass right there, they whip the body of Jesus. The rope wrap around the body of Jesus. They yank so hard that the blood just push out. As the people saw that, as Pilate saw that, man, this is sick. But he wanted to do it to please the people. He wanted people to see, man, see everyone? He got punished. Are you satisfied? And after all that's whip and that's hurt, he saw on the men of Jesus of Nazareth, there's no cried out. It's still peaceful. It's still peaceful, man. And he said, that's enough. That's enough. He went along to you just a little bit, and hopefully that's enough. Well, guess what? He brought Jesus back. And said, my friend, are you satisfied? Look at this man. He cannot stand on his 2 feet. The blood drip of him from head to toes. Just let him go. He thought it was finished. That early morning, probably they finished the court. But the people did not go. They're still sticking around and say, you know, we want him dying. He said, you know what? I punished him so bad. Don't you see? You want him dead? Why? What sin did he do? Did he make that worth of dying? And people shouting out. People shout. And one shout I can imagine from the corner of the audience and say, you know what? You found no fault in him and you whip him? Man, that's a go down deep into his heart. What? If this news go to Caesar, he's in trouble. If you found no fault in him, why will you punish him? And he stepped back and he think about himself. Said, what did I do? What have I done? What have I done? He went to his court and he think about it. He thought a long while and he come out. He said, you know what? I find a solution. You know, you cannot hide sin very well, you know what? If you believe Jesus or not, you cannot tell people you don't believe him in your heart if you really believe it. You know, he cannot hide it. But he thought he'd find out some decision. Let's see what decision he decided. Let's turn the book of Mark chapter 15. Mark chapter 15 and verse 6. Here on the weekend of the Passover. And the custom say this. Matthew chapter 15 verse 6. Now at the feast he was accustomed to release one prisoner to them, whomever they requested. That you make a request someone? Who? Pilate thought about this, and this is a wonderful plan that he had. Let release someone. He bring out the soldier, say, you know, come on, guy. You go into the prison. The most secure prison, lock someone of the most committed sin that the people hate. He's a murderer. He robbed people. He did everything to the Jews that when he captured, the Jews so happy about it. You bring that man out. And I know the Jews were like this. And so it is. You find the name by the name of what now? Barabbas. And there was one named Barabbas who was chained with his fellow insurrectionists. They had committed murder in this insurrection. That's a murder. Even he walk out, you can see on his face, he's mean. Maybe he have a lot of tattoo on him. Man, he's a mean guy. If you release him, he's going to kill another person. But Pilate find out this man. He bring this man out into the public. On one side, very mean, ugly man, murderer. Another side, Jesus of Nazareth, humble, quiet man. He find the solution. He find solution. You know the story. You know on the Passover day, you can request release anyone you want to, any prisoner. Either this Barabbas or this Jesus. He make a strong force and he smile. He know what the people will select. Of course you want to select the innocent man. But for silent, broke out, we want to release who? Barabbas. Why when you hear that? I couldn't hear very well. What do you say again? Barabbas. What do you mean? This man, a murderer who killed your children? You want this man to release? I want to hear again. Who want to release? Jesus of Nazareth or Barabbas? And everyone called Barabbas. I couldn't believe it. He couldn't believe it. Verse 8 say, but Pilate answered them, do you want me released to you, the king of the Jews? You don't want me to release your king? This time, verse 15, verse 10, he knew that the chief priests had handed him over because of envy. They want this Jesus to be killed rather than some sinner, murderer to be killed. They're so envy. And so the third fatal error that Pilate make is he created a comparison so he can dock. So he said, you know what? Look at this. He want to compare someone worse so people can select, so he can avoid the problem. You see, a lot of time we want to keep avoiding. He came avoiding the problem. He thought he can solve it. But here, he bring out the two people, and he make decision. You can choose. You can choose. Whoever you choose, I will release. He promised that. Do you ever make a promise that you think you can get off the hook. But when you make a promise, guess what? The answer is different than what you thought. Pilate wanted to release Jesus Christ. But he set up this comparison. He thought in his wisdom he'd make a good decision. But he didn't know that people so envy. People so wicked. People cried out, release Barabbas, but crucify Jesus. You just can hear the devil in human form speaking up, crying out. Pilate, what can he do now? He had promised. He thought he'd make a good, wise decision. He promised, release whoever you want to. Which one? He said, crucify Jesus, crucify Jesus. Boy, as he stand there, he wanted to be neutral, but he couldn't. He wanted to be obeyed to the land of the Romans, but at the same time, he wanted to make peace with the Jews. But he had stepped into of no way of return. He had made one mistake, and he thought he's smart. He stepped another mistake, and to the point he do not know. He didn't know what to do now. He stand there, and he was trembling. The decision is weighing upon him. Would you release Barabbas, or would you crucify Jesus? Another Roman soldier just came out. Run now. Wait. Before you make a hasty decision, I have a note. I have a scroll. And he gave to Pilate, and Pilate opened. And this written by his wife. His wife say, last night I have a dream that you have do nothing with this man because I have suffered with this dream. I just wondering what the Holy Spirit have shown his wife that night. Only a few hours ago, what took place? That she's so afraid. She's so fearful. I could thought of something. Maybe in the dream somehow, she saw from heaven that Jesus Christ, the Son of God, come down in heaven, mingle with the people of Judea. And somehow the people drag him into the courtyard and want to crucify him. And suddenly the crucify started took place, and somehow that Jesus of Nazareth was crucified, and on the third day he resurrected. And that, behold, is the Son of God. And she took closely, maybe, what happened at the courtyard, who made that decision to crucify this innocent man. And she saw that her husband, Pilate. She woke up in the dream. She said, no, this cannot happen. Can it be my husband? Why would he do this? What would the Caesar would do? What would people would do? She rushed down and write down on the scroll and rushed to him. As he read that scroll, he was trembled. He don't know what to do. What would you do in that case? Which would you do in this case? It's too late. Caesar will kick you out. Or the people reject you. You lost your career. You lost your job. You lost everything that you earned. You lost all your friends. You lost everything. What would you do? Yeah, that's his fourth fatal error. He wanted to be neutral. My friend, you cannot be true in this earth. Either you're with the world or with God or with Christ. You cannot be neutral. Here it is, he don't know what to do. And here it is, his fifth fatal error. He ordered to bring a bowl of water come out. And he want to wash his hand. And he said to the people, I'm finished. I washed my hand out of this blood of this innocent. And the people cried out, let his blood pour upon us. Okay, that's what you say. I have nothing to do with Jesus, of Jesus Christ. I have nothing to do with it. You see, I washed my hand. I have nothing to do with it. You see, he did not know. Wash your hand with water does not cleanse your sin away. You think that's an act? It get you out of the hook? But he did that. He thought he'd get out. He just let it go. He knew that decision is in his hand, but he did not took it to save an innocent man. Sometimes you and I know it's so important. We know what is right, but we just want to walk away from it. We just let it go, and we did not make any decision. That's what Pilate did. So Jesus Christ, they dragged Jesus Christ to the place called the skull, Golgotha, where on the Calvary they crucify him. They crucify his hand on the tree where the hand healing people. They nailed the nail on his feet where Jesus walked different places to bring the good news. But that time, Pilate tried to ignore the whole thing. He don't want to hear anything. He want to go to his room and shut it and don't know anything about what just took place on that Friday. You know the story, 3 days later, something happened. But even before that, he thought he's done. But when Jesus Christ lay in the tomb, the priest will come to Pilate again. You know, Pilate, I heard the disciples say, you know, after he died, he will resurrect, and we don't believe in that. Could you send, just in case, send a soldier out and guard the tomb? I said, you know, okay, if you want to do it, just do it. You know, I don't believe anyone will raise from the dead. But suddenly, on that Sunday morning, the rumor traveled to his palace, say, the man is not found anymore. Something wrong. He walked away, or someone stole his body, or somehow he resurrected. And he don't know which one. He don't know what side rights is in. And so he pulled one centurion in, and he called him. What happened? What's going on? He's so fearful at this time. Do you know what? He's fearful that he nailed the Son of Christ, the Son of God. He pulled the centurion. He shook his head. Tell me the truth. Look in my eye. Tell me the truth. Do not lie to me. Tell me the truth. The man shook up and said, yeah. Boy, that night, before the sunrise, a light just came from heaven. It scared us to death. And to go there and just open the tomb. And the man just walk out and say, son, come out. The Father, your Father's calling you. And we saw that so weird. We never see that before. And so we just dropped like dead man. One, we stand up, we run back, one to report to you. But the priest stopped us in the middle way and tell us, here, I give you the money. Do not tell the truth. Just tell that he said his disciples stole his body. Oh, well, Pilate heard that and said, wow, what's going on? Well, the news went to Rome, and he was a report back to Rome. And when he wrote back to Rome, Caesar died. And the new Caesar come up, did not know him. And so he cast Pilate out, stripped him bare. He had nothing left. What happened to Pilate? That mind, that thought of killing an innocent man, which is the Son of God, is still embedded in his mind. He lived with guilt. He did not come back to Jerusalem, heard Paul teaching, to be converted. He's then in Rome, walking every street as a drunk man. And at the end of his life, he could not handle himself. He took his life. What happened? He thought he gained the whole world. He lost everything, including his life. It's just because he not dare to face, to make a decision. He know what is right. The question today is, what will you do with Jesus Christ? What will you do with Jesus of Nazareth? Well, some of us say, well, I have nothing to do with. Well, look at Pilate. He want to avoid it. You cannot avoid. Either you accept him, either you crown him or crucify him. That's it. That's it. Today you have a choice to answer, what would you do with Jesus? Because when the time will come, when Jesus Christ come back, the question will be reversed. And the people ask Jesus, what will I do with you? What would Jesus do with you? So today, my friend, you can make a decision. I hope the five fatal errors that Pilate made that you find yourself in right now, got to step away from that. When the Holy Spirit knock on the door of your heart, either you let him in or you reject him, and that's it. I pray that you will not make the same mistake like Pilate. And sometimes we say, oh, no, we're not like Pilate. We love Jesus. My friend, your life will show. Will you witness for him? Will you tell the world that you follow Jesus Christ? Everywhere you go, will you give everything up for Christ, or you want to grab everything what in the world give you for instead of Christ? My friend, every one of you, including myself, we might in these five fatal errors that Pilate took. But I'm glad this story in the Bible to help me know the end of the road. If you don't make it, this is the right decision, you will end up like Pilate. I pray you and I will make decision for Christ before it's too late. May God bless you.